join us, Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's got a new book out dealing with the attack on our liberties and freedoms. It's A Nation of Sheep. You were the youngest life-tenured Superior Court judge in history in the state of New Jersey. You are a national television analyst. You've also published the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, L.A. Times. The list goes on and on. I mean, I can read the Bill of Rights. I know what it says. But what do you do at a checkpoint when the police now say, this is going on, by the way, in suburbs of Denver. It's in the Denver Post. They act like it's good. The paper reports it. And they now take blood samples looking for drug use. What do I do when the police pull me over and say, get out, we're going to take your blood, and there's a bunch of cars lined up, and they're sucking my blood? I mean, this is worse than Nazi Germany. Show me your papers. It's now, give me a cheek swab, give me some blood. We're just going to do this.
Well, I agree with you. It is worse than Nazi Germany. Even the Nazis, maybe they didn't have the technology, didn't think of this one. I mean, you really need to resist it in a loud and obvious way so that no one there can say that you consented.
But now if you ask a question of police, they taser you. They say asking a question now is a taserable. The police now taser you to give urine samples, torture. They call it pain compliance.
I agree with you that the police do that because we're getting closer and closer to a police state. One of the reasons that states have allowed police to do this is because of what the feds, from and after the Patriot Act, have allowed FBI agents to do. It's sort of a copycat. I mean, if the CIA can torture people that we believe are terrorists, why can't the New York Police Department torture people that we believe, for example, are pedophiles? If they're pedophiles, they don't have any rights. That's the argument that would be made, and it's a natural argument that naturally follows from what the federal government does to people. The state and local governments are soon to follow.
Did you know that a lot of law enforcement publications, even pre-9/11, were advocating torture as a good thing?
No, I did not know that, but I'm not surprised by it. You know, I'm one of those people that went on the bench as the child, if you will, of powerful law and order forces in the state of New Jersey. And after about 6 or 7 months on the bench, found myself a strong constitutionalist, a strong supporter of the Bill of Rights, and a classic libertarian, if you will. It got to the point where the things I saw, and I told all this in my first book called Constitutional Chaos, What Happens When the Government Breaks Its Own Laws. The things that I saw from the bench, literally from the bench in the courtroom, that the police and the government did, were so outrageous that I rejected the basic principle of law, which is that the government's behavior is presumed lawful and is presumed constitutional, and it's the defendant's burden to prove it unlawful or unconstitutional. In my courtroom, that presumption was switched. It's the government's burden to prove that its behavior is lawful and constitutional.
How did it get like this? I mean, and I want to briefly talk about your new book, which I've read a part of. It's excellent. I mean, obviously there's organizing forces. The feds are teaching the states to act like this. It's getting crazier. I mean, cameras in school bathrooms in hundreds of districts I know of, watching them go potty. I mean, this is worse than 1984. Just pell-mell insanity.
It's gotten like this because the neocons have persuaded vast majority of segments of the country, the media included, that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. So whenever I get in an argument like this and somebody looks at me and says, what do you have to hide? And I say, everything. I have my dignity to hide. I have my personality to hide. I have my privacy to hide. You want me to entrust those things to the government? Let's see. The government can't deliver the mail. It can't fill potholes. It doesn't know who's paid taxes and who hasn't. It can't secure the borders. Why would you trust a government that can't do the basic things we hire it for with personal, private information about you? Ultimately, after the right to live, the greatest of rights is the right to be left alone. That's why we have a Fourth Amendment, so that when it is honored, the government will be forced to leave us alone.